so it makes it easier for a secretary. And with that, we're going to take up House Bill 1201. It's to revise certain provisions relating to trespass by buffalo and to specify the characteristics of legal fences for buffalo. And Representative Pummel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the committee. And I want to remind Representative Roden that I go past his place, and if he's not good to me, I'm going to let his cattle out. I bring to you House Bill 1201, and that deals with the animal trespass law, which has been on the books of the state for, I think, back into the late 1800s. As you look at that, you'll notice that it lists various animals, and they were listed on this specifically, and buffalo was not included back at the time they wrote this law for some obvious reasons. This bill would include buffalo in the trespass law, which obviously makes the owner liable if animals in their possession get out and damage someone else's property. It also refers to fences, and we'll get into there's a section on here referring to fence, and we'll discuss that a little later. On section two, as you read that, it says that if the that relates to, in my mind, to forest permits in which a rancher could get a forest permit to run cattle on the national forest. And also, in years past, the Forest Service would give permits to people to typically build cabins on a long-term permit. And I don't know whether they still do that or not, but I'm sure some of them still exist. But what that is saying is that the animal owner, if he's running on a forest permit and they damage somebody's cabin, unless that cabin is protected by a fence, then there is liability for damage in that area, and it's very logical. The fence issue is one that we were concerned about. A legal fence in South Dakota is a 4-foot fence, and it describes in that statute that the distance that the wires are apart, and it's not terribly rigid. But as we looked at this for buffalo, it's obvious that maybe they should be treated a little differently. So I've been talking last year, as I talked with the folks from the Dakota Territory Buffalo Association, who represent, I believe, most of the buffalo producers in South Dakota. And there are, incidentally, about 30,000 buffalo in South Dakota. So their recommendation, and that of Dr. Holland, who might be here in the audience, he's sitting back there this morning, as we talked last year, the recommendation was that they increase that 6 inches for buffalo. So we put that in there, and then something good did come out of this postponement. After the other morning, I talked to Tom LaFave, who is here also this morning, and he manages the Turner Ranches, who have large numbers of buffalo. And I learned, and then in further talking with the president of the Dakota Territory Buffalo Association, that a lot of those folks are using smooth wire. Now, the statute, as it's written in legal fence, says barbed wire. So based on the usage and the recommendation of those people, I have a amendment, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to pass out. And that what that does is simply change the wording in there so that smooth wire can be used, and that this section 3 would read, a legal fence for buffalo is the same as provided in 43-23-4, which is the fence relates to fences, except as provided in this section. A legal fence for buffalo may use smooth wire rather than barbed wire. And then goes on to say, all posts shall be of sufficient length, et cetera, to provide for 54 inches above the surface. I think that this brings us up to date on what's needed in this trespass law. It's not complicated, and it's not supposed to be complicated. And the thing that I wanted to be careful about this is that I don't want to rewrite the fence law in South Dakota. Now, granted, there's probably a lot of fences in this state that don't technically meet that law. And that's not an issue that I think is a big issue in my mind. We just need to address this thing to take care of it, take care of it according to the common usage, and I think go on with that. I'd stand by for any questions or comments you might have, and Mr. LaFave is here, and I think he wants to testify to this also. So.
Okay, we'll take other proponents, but in the meantime, it might be speed things up if somebody would move this amendment, and so we could discuss it along with the bill. Moved by Representative Hansen, second by Barry Jensen, and and then we'll go from there. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Amendments adopted. So we have an amended bill at this point in time, and we'll take up for the proponents at this time.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Thomas LaFave, and Scott Peterson from Belle Fouche, who is the president of the Dakota Territory Bison Association, asked me to come here and comment on this House Bill 1201. As Representative Pummel stated, the Dakota Territory Buffalo Association represents the majority of the producers, bison producers, in the state of South Dakota. And be it resolved that the Dakota Territory Buffalo Association supports legislation requiring a fence of 54-inch minimum height for buffalo or bison. Be it also resolved that the Dakota Territory Buffalo Association supports a position that it is the responsibility of the buffalo owner to provide for the extra height requirement of the fence, both in material and labor cost. One comment on the smooth wire. The high tensile smooth wire has a breaking strength at least half and greater than standard barbed wire that meets ASTM specs. For example, Red Brand Challenger barbed wire has a breaking strength of 950, and smooth high tensile wire has a breaking strength of 1350 at a minimum, just a single strand, where the barbed wire is a two strand. And that's the reason for that additional strength and the proposal that Representative Pummel mentioned earlier. Okay?
Sounds good. Any other, I'll continue to take other proponents if there's any other proponents, and then we'll go to questions of the proponents. Any other proponents of the bill?
Mr. Chairman, could I add something?
Absolutely.
I may. That I neglected to add here that I think we should be made clear. In a situation, or I'm referring to the extra 6 inches, in the situation where we have a cattle producer here and a neighbor next door gets buffalo, puts them in there, and then there is the requirement for the higher fence, that the cost of that is borne by the buffalo raiser. That's part of it.
Any other proponents? Any opponents? Any opponents? If not, let's open it up to questions of the any questions of the proponents. If not, it's open to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Roden.
I move do pass.
Move do pass. Do I hear a second? Second by Representative Jensen. Discussion on the motion. Any discussion on the motion? Do pass. If not, Secretary, call the roll and answer appropriately as your name is called.
Bradford?
Aye.
Grizzly?
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Hargan?
Aye.
Holbeck?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Bojek?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Sigstad?
Aye.
Van Gerven?
Aye.
Vince?
Aye.
Stonewall?
Aye. Carries goes out 13-0.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hanson?
I move consent.
No.
Take care of that. For a minute, I thought we had an easy one here. Well,